This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday that the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensive across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters had made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population. Militants now control about half of Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered by several days of heavy rain. Rains washed out streets throughout the provincial capital, Zhengzhou, forcing stranded motorists to wade through waist-deep waters that submerged cars. The floods have also washed out the city's subway system. Authorities have evacuated some 200,000 people to safe zones. Weather forecasters are predicting 3 more days of rain for the region. Hundreds of workers fled businesses in northern Haiti Wednesday after demonstrations near the hometown of assassinated President Jovenel Moise grew violent ahead of his funeral Friday. These were the first violent demonstrations since Moise was shot and killed at his home just outside Port-au-Prince on July the 7th. For more news, as always, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.